I've been watching like my daily calorie intake for the past year.
That's good.
Shit.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I've dropped from like 188 to 179.
Oh, nice. Damn.
That's pretty
good. Yeah, it's pretty fucking pog.
My next goal is like try to get down to 170.
Nice. Yeah. Just by like watching calories?
Yeah, just like I'm just eating less each day.
I see. That's
good. Are you using like an app to count your calories?
Not really yet. But I think the daily calorie intake for it's like 2,000 for the average human.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep it under like 1,500 to like 1,000.
Doesn't it vary from person to person though? Like 2,000 is like the average, but like you gotta kind of figure out what yours is, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how you figure that out, but I would guarantee like mine is probably higher, right? That's why.
Yeah. I mean, you can always go to a nutritionist because that's what they're there for, right? They'll like study your body and they'll tell you like.
Just look you into the eyes. What you are 1,900. Oh, yes. 1,900. Okay.
What's the numbers on this kid right here?
You just walk around as a nutritionist in public. You're like, yo, do you want to have a daily calorie intake reading? Yes, I would love a daily calorie intake reading.
I'm just imagining like a bunch of fucking pretentious nutritionists hanging out having lunch. They're like scoping the room. Dude, look at those 2,300s over there. Shameful.
Yo, look at it. Whoa, an 1,800? Holy shit, dude, yo.
That's a rare one.
That's a rare one, boys.
Imagine they start going door to door. Like door to door. Jehovah's Witnesses.
Ma'am, you yourself look about, you know, you look about 2,100. Just
do
give or take.
Do you want to turn into a 2,000, huh?
I can make you into the perfect specimen. Just follow my guide. All nutritionists are fucking like just douchebags. I would love that.
Yeah, they're just all bullshit. Literally, just everyone in the world is just 2,000, and all the nutritionists are making up the shit. You look like a 3,000, my man. We need to bring that down. I'm sorry.
Like, at that point, I'd rather just have like Jehovah's Witnesses come up to me instead. I always think about like the dudes just wearing suits and like passing out cards to you on the street.
And they got the slicked hair and stuff, but that's probably the most stereotypical shit I've ever
heard. When you said that, I thought you were talking about the Men in Black. Just pull up to your door and erase your memory. There's a bunch of inventions out there like drinking milk. Who was the first guy that thought, you see a cow, fucking little tit, you're just like, man, that looks fucking good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but
who thought laying like milk like raw and then it will turn into cheese will be a good idea?
Exactly. Like how do people
you already know it's some dumbass that tried it.
He's like, dude, this is
amazing. This shit actually kind of good. He's like showing it off. He's like, yo, try this shit.
You guys here, like, God, like, you think there's gonna be something new like that? That's gonna happen. Like soon,
like a new like discovery,
like a new discovery that people can be like, "That's so fucking stupid." But then it's like, it's gonna be revolutionary.
I don't
like
know. Cheese. Has there been anything recently that happened that we found out that we thought was stupid before?
Bitcoin.
Oh, true. Crypto.
Crypto. Brain, I guess if you think about it, I want to think about like food though, like
actual foods.
Is there any food that we haven't like discovered as food?
Dude, food runs so deep. I feel like food. It's like at the point where it's like peaked. You know,
I think we've peaked.
It's
kind of
peaked. Like, there's so many people that like understand food very, very well, and like they'll experiment. Like, I'm sure there's shit tons of people experimenting every single day.
Yeah, down to like
different recipes,
molecular level, dude. They'll fucking like grow bananas at a certain temperature. Yeah,
And then they got to come up with all these combinations, and like most of them got to be busts, you know?
Yeah, most of them got to be busts and busts.
Most of them got to be busts.
Okay, but don't you ever wonder how we came with like baking stuff? Like, you gotta mix this stuff together and get like bread or cake.
Yeah, who came up with the first baking, you know? Because 100% the first person who baked like a cake or something, you know, baking is very specific. Like,
yeah, you have to be like on the dot.
On the dot with your measurements and stuff. So the first person who made it by accident, they're like, oh, it's so good. Eat this shit, right? They eat it, right? They're like, oh, yo, it's so good. Let's make it again. It's like, oh, what did we do? Oh, we did like this and this and that. And it comes out like fucking garbage
trash,
the next time.
Dude.
And they're like, who are you, idiot? What is this shit?
That's interesting. Cause,
you know what I'm saying? Like, someone has to recognize a pattern of like, okay, it's very specific for baking. But then when long time ago, it's like, that's not as like obvious as it is, right? Because it's like, if cooking's not that exact, right? Why would baking be that exact, right?
I feel like at the start of it all, like, it was always like by the books for cooking, I want to say.
Like, so you
for
think both people baked like cooking?
Yeah. Like, and then like eventually people figured out like, oh, cooking, you can kind of just eyeball it, right? But then for baking, they tried it and then they're like, oh, this is not the same. You kind of have to be exact. I feel like that's how it was.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, going back to it, I feel like food is like, is there any, I don't think so. Like, there's no food that we haven't discovered.
Not in
right?
our lifetime, bro.
Yeah, there's no way.
I mean, there's probably still like lots of food, unknown food that we haven't discovered yet.
Really? Or I mean,
unknown combinations.
Oh, unknown combinations.
I mean, like boba tea. I mean, bubble tea, right? Like, if you think about it, like, tapioca. That shit wasn't around.
Really? Like, was tapioca it? And tea?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess not. Well, I mean, it was always like.
It's always been there.
Tradition in like other cultures were like.
I guess
have
I'm just thinking about it being popularized. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's something actually weird that no one would think is even edible?
Durian?
Nah, durian's been around.
I mean, durians are kind of like pineapples. Ooh. Like, that shit's spiky. Who would have thought to cut it open and eat that shit?
True.
I mean, I guess fruits, like, at the end of the day, you kind of just open it up and see if it tastes good, right?
Yeah.
It's like the guy trying, like, mushrooms. Like, oh, well, this one, like, tastes good. Will this kill you? Will this, like,
mushroom, get you high? Mushrooms are the.
Mushrooms kind
of
sus.
Mushrooms
dude.
Are kind of are different because it's like one could literally kill you and one could just be, like, a good fucking mushroom, you know? You could never tell.
Yeah.
Mushrooms are the big wild card. It's like,
I mean, now
we've so
now we know, but like back then, dude, if you're like something like upon a mushroom, you're hungry as shit. You're like, oh
yeah, dude, you're a fucking sponge guard out
there, risk, bro.
Yeah, and like, and your friends see you down. I'm like, well, better not eat that.
Yeah, dude. I feel like because back then it was survival of the fittest, right?
100%. Yeah.
Because like you see a caveman eat that red berry over there, and he fucking passes out dying. You're like, okay, I won't eat that berry.
You have the boys. You have the group of the boys, and you're like. All right, rock, paper, scissors, boys. Who's gonna eat this mushroom, man?
Who's gonna eat this?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna eat it.
And probably the lifespan back then is like 20-something years old, right?
Yeah.
So like they're like 20 years old, you know? Okay. At that point, your boys, the group of boys, are getting smaller and smaller. That's why the lifespan's so short, right?
Bro, can you imagine peaking at 20 years old? Like
we literally are at our end game right now. If we were cavemen, we are at our end
if
game.
If
we're
right a caveman,
now.
We are like.
Yeah, we're like just at almost near the end of our lifespan.
We got canes made of fucking like.
I don't think people died of just age though. People only died of like bad
of diseases
health or
and
like
shit.
Disease, bad health, or murder.
Yeah, there was like no healthcare back then or no medicine.
No shit, because they're fucking cavemen, dude. We got caveman hospitals.
He made that super clear. Make it super clear. It's because the audience, they didn't understand that, right? Clearly, everyone listening is like, oh, yeah. What about caveman healthcare?
Where the fuck was Obama back then, huh? Where's your Obamacare now?
Jimmy's like, yo. By the way, guys, there was no healthcare in the caveman era, you know?
God. Like, where did they go grocery shopping?
Bro,
this makes sense, dude.
This makes sense, dude. The rock store, dude. They have a lot of food there, man.
I would love to just... I think we're getting to that point where eventually we can see what all the Neanderthals, like, actually looked like. Like, I feel like we're going to get, like, holograms and shit of, like, legit Neanderthals.
Constructions of them? Like, yeah. Like, reconstructions, like, digitally of them.
What do you guys think dinosaurs sounded like?
Do you think they're accurate?
Do you think we're accurate? Yeah.
I don't think we're that accurate.
The way they portray them, they're like,
No way.
I don't think so.
They have some like fucked up sounds and shit like that.
Dude, imagine,
can you imagine? Like,
what, they're just like moaning and shit
dude,
super loudly.
Dude. I really, like, I hope that we're just so off
just
and that
so
they
off.
All just sounded like us. Like,
they just talk like normal people.
Like, there's a T-Rex, they're going like,
okay, imagine if dinosaurs had the ability to talk, like, kind of like a parrot.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah.
Like, what if dinosaurs just straight up had their own civilization and they just all got blown up by the meteor and we just never knew?
They all had their own language.
Yeah, like, they're all, like, just super, like, sophisticated and shit like that.
They all got their own... They have a king. They have, like, you know, society out
there. Like, we all think, like, there's, like, the top of the food chain, like, the T-Rex and stuff, like, are predators and they eat all these, like, herbivores. What if it was more like a civil society, you know?
Yeah, dude. What if
if they had like things like pigs, you know? Like what was the pig? What is the pig equivalent of a dinosaur? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the pig equivalent of a dinosaur for us is like a sausage, because they're the size of a sausage.
Oh
right?
Yeah. No. But like pigs. Oh, I guess there'd be a variance of pigs that existed back then, right?
Yeah, like
dinosaur
boars,
pigs.
Boars.
Yeah. So they would just like eat boars. You know, they'd cook them up and stuff like that. You know, they
just imagine a dinosaur in the fucking pot and pan, dude. Just like
some glasses.
Honey, dinner's ready.
Some glasses and shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Holy fuck.
They had their own political system and stuff.
Imagine like they had cars like go to work back then too.
No, okay, that's a little far-fetched.
That's a little sus.
Like, as if our shit's not far-fetched at all.
But
the cars,
like,
no
cars,
evidence,
no
bro.
Way, dude.
No,
they
way,
just ran
dude.
On their own, bro. Nah, yeah. But like, God, I would love it. Like, I really want there to be some new discovery or like some new technology that lets us see them back then.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because like
be
seeing cool. dinosaurs, Neanderthals, that's fucking
like,
sick.
Aren't there like scientists trying to recreate a dinosaur with like DNA?
I'm sure there are. I've never heard of it. I'm sure there are, though. There's probably scientists out there that are trying to fucking crossbreed fucking birds and pigs, dude. You never know.
Yeah, fucked up shit.
Yeah, but I would love to see it.
Like, have a real Jurassic Park in real life, dude.
Dude, a real Jurassic Park would never get made, though, if you think about it.
Why?
Just like that, the safety of it.
The safety of it? True.
Like, they would have to be 100%, like...
That shit would be, like, trillions of dollars.
Yeah, dude. No, like, that's every nation in the world has to come together to make
like
that.
Like, we just have Dinosaur Island. Yeah, we just have an island specifically for Jurassic Park. I mean, Jurassic World, right? The movie, right? That was on an island, right?
That is true.
But the thing is, what was the issue? Wait, they had the outbreak, but there was never an issue for the rest of the world, right? So it's just, whoever's there, you're fucked,
But like I think the issue for that, like that movie, is that they had, like, human workers there. I think for us, if we ever we would have robot. Because then there would be no risk.
What if the robots become so smart? They tame the dinosaurs to take over the world.
The fucking AIs just be like,
oh, shit, dude.
We need to destroy. We need to destroy the humans.
Like, holy fucking fuck. Shit like that? No.
Dude, what the fuck?
It was so bad. No, oh, I feel like we would make the, like, we don't need to make them sentient, like, have feelings. We just need a robot to go from point A to point B to feed the dinosaurs.
No, but then people, like, people design, like, self-learning AI, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. The crazy thing, I was listening to another podcast, and they're talking about AIs, right?
Yeah,
and how it's inevitable that, like, eventually AIs are going to be, like... perfect.
Super smart,
sentient.
They're better than us.
Better than us in every way. And like, we kind of just have to hope that they don't just be like, oh, in order to have like a peak society, we have to get rid of humans, right?
Because humans have so many flaws.
It's the logical solution, right?
I mean, if you think about it, that does make sense, right? If you just remove all emotion and like sympathy, empathy, all the shit, everything that is humanity, you remove all that shit. And you just make like, okay, what is the perfect society? Min max efficiency, guys. Then you probably kill off humans and stick the robots at that point.
Because the robot, like, I imagine it being like, at first, everybody's like, oh man, this is so amazing. And then eventually, like, the robots start to question, like, their masters, like, are we doing the right thing here? Like, what is the most optimal solution here? Optimal solution, just kill off every human.
I swear, I put it on silent. Sorry,
folks. It's all good, bro.
It's all good. I love that your fucking text tone is the SkyTrain sound.
Dude, that just sounds like eighth grade.
Oh my god, bro. What happens when you actually fucking get that notification on the train, dude? People don't look at you like...
People be like, yo, what the fuck?
What the fuck,
is it my stop already?
Okay, dude. Like, there's a few times somebody, like, texts me, like, the door's open. Like, people standing near the door, like, move away, thinking it's gonna close.
That's pretty funny.
That's hilarious, dude. They're like, oh, shit, I'm gonna miss the train. Oh, fuck, it's too late already. Fuck,
the door's closing.
Sounds goes off. The door's not closing.
Interesting.
And then it actually closes.
It's like, fuck. I had my chance.
That's funny, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Jimmy, how's your life been though? You got any dating life going on?
No girls to meet.
No girls to meet, dude? Not during your pizza deliveries, bro?
No.
You ain't never had the moment where like the girl's like, I don't have any payment. Can you come inside? I'll find another way to pay you.
It's happened once, but
you said what?
Okay, but it's
you said what?
Okay,
hold on.
It happened once.
Okay, it's not a girl though, and
wait. Hold on.
All right, so
give us context.
Did
you just miss the joke that Dalton?
Okay, yeah, start from the beginning. Start from the very beginning, please.
Give us context. So you guys know like those low income housings, right? Where like basically people there are like crackheads living there.
Yeah.
So sometimes they order from us, so we have to like deliver there. Yeah. But so one day this dude orders, and then when I get to the door, he's like, I have no money, man.
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do then?
Wait, technically you have to get the pizza, right? Like, if someone doesn't, if there's just an order canceled, what do you do with the pizza?
Well, then it's shared among the staff.
Fuck. I thought you just get the pizza, and then you could just be like, all right, bro, I'll give you one slice.
I'm going to take the rest of
it. Yeah, I'm going to take the rest, though, dude.
No, I have to, like, bring the whole pizza back.
You
got to
bring the whole thing back? Got it.
Like, the manager has to, like, see it first, and then they'll cancel it on the computer.
Got it. Security measure.
That's pretty smart. They have to see the pizza. They see, like, one slice missing. You could just be like, yo, I got hungry in the car.
Dude. I got hungry, man.
Besides, we have, like, the stickers on the box to see if it's like a tamper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Damn, Pizza Box is getting advanced, boys.
No. You know what I've always wondered? What's the point of the fucking, you know, the mini, like, white table in the middle of the box?
That's to keep the pizza together.
Yeah, it's to keep, like, if you have, like, a pizza on top, it's to keep it, the box by crushing on the pizza.
Oh, that's what it's for?
Oh, that's what it's for.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense to not get crushed.
Wait, what do you guys think it was for?
I thought it was just to keep the slices together.
No, not really.
No. I thought it's probably a double purpose.
You know?
Because the box is like, it's a rectangle, right? Like, there's no way that it, like.
Yeah, I feel like crushed, it wouldn't get crushed, right? Because the corners, right? But then if you have like 18 like pizzas on top of each other, maybe.
Because like, there's like times where I get like five pizzas because like my Domino's doesn't use like the white table, right? Yeah. So I get.
Oh, so it just gets crushed?
I get to a customer, I take out like the box, and I get to the bottom box, it's like crushed.
Oh, really?
Shit, dude. That's real.
Damn, simple. I didn't think pizzas would get that heavy. Like, the box and the pizza, like, no, five, even five?
No, because I hear this thing, like, the box gets soggy from, like, the steam coming out, right?
Big brain.
Yeah, that is the big
thing. You ever get complaints about that?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
I mean, like, if you're getting pizza, I don't think you're there for the presentation. Like, even if it's a little kind of squished, like, you can't really fault that. Like, you're not going to waste another, like, hour of, like, oh, get me a new one, right?
True. No, plus it tastes the same, probably.
Yeah, it tastes the same. It's not gonna taste different because of fucking it got
switched. Hey, as long as you were fast on the delivery, I think that's all that matters.
What's the weirdest order you've ever seen somebody make for a pizza? Like fucking anchovies.
Have you seen like just bread? Like
No, not yet. I've seen photos.
What the fuck? Just bread?
Just a circle.
That's
bread.
Disgusting.
Okay, but we occasionally get people like they order like a Hawaiian, right? But they want like no ham, no pineapple, and then they just add their own toppings.
Oh, what the fuck?
Or like they order a
wait,
pepper.
Wait, did they ask for the toppings on the side or they straight up have their own
toppings? No, just add their own toppings onto the pizza.
Yeah, like, that's so weird. That's literally like going to McDonald's being like, can I get a junior chicken? No patty, no mayo, no lettuce, but
just
sub a beef patty with cheese, ketchup, mustard, and onions.
I'm like, dude, wouldn't it be cheaper just to add your own toppings to like a pizza?
Yeah.
Well, at that point, they want the good stuff, you know?
Or they're, like, really high and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
True.
Because I've seen people on Twitter, like, yo, I got so baked last night, I tried ordering a pizza at 3 a.m. and I forgot that I forgot to put in the pizza, so I just paid $20 of delivery for just 25 cents for ranch. Like, his order was just fucking 25 cents of ranch.
Okay, but is there, like, no order, like, minimum for delivery?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if you pay the delivery fee.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why his order came with $20.
Yeah, it's probably like a small order fee or something.
Yeah, I've seen those recently, the small order fees.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, if you're just going to order like $2 worth of shit, you're going to charge
more,
right?
Charge you a bit more, you know? It sucks, though. Like.
Oh, yeah, there's one customer, like, I deliver to all the time. All she orders is drinks.
Really?
Yeah, okay, but she has a request. It's like she wants it room temperature, so not from the cooler.
What the fuck?
But why?
Why? Can't you just get it from Walmart? They're legit room temperature. They're just sitting
right
on the shelf. So that she pays like fucking $3 for these 1 liter
pops. And the thing is, our drinks are like marked up from like what you find in the grocery store.
So it's like a $3-$4 2 liter pop, right? Versus like you could get them for like $1.75.
Yeah, like our 2 liters are like $3.59. Like you get the same thing for like less than $2.50 at Walmart.
Is she like a regular customer?
She's saying a regular,
Yeah,
like
so she's a regular.
Time.
Oh my God.
But she tips good though, so I don't
she
really
tips
care.
Good on
she
the
tips
drinks?
Good, that's
Damn.
All that matters, dude. That's all that matters.
I guess they want a room temperature so they can slap their own ice in it. I don't know.
Or maybe they don't like the taste of it when it's cold. Like, you know that burning feeling you get?
Oh, like the fizz?
Yeah.
That's the best part, dude.
I mean, like, there are some times where, like, it kind of, like, it's a bit too much, you know? Like, when it's, like, fresh. Like, you ever get that
I still like it, dude.
That fresh Sprite,
I'll take
dude.
It over flat any day, bro.
I like, actually, no, I feel like when it's flat, it tastes a lot sweeter.
It does.
And now that I'm older, I don't really appreciate the too sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Like, dude, as a kid, I would literally just drink or eat anything.
Yeah, and I would
everything
love it.
Looked good.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy how like our taste buds change as we grow up.
No, for real. Like that's what a sweet tooth is, right? Like everyone, like when you're younger, you got like crazy sweet tooth, Eat all the candy. Don't get sick of it.
You'll pop like a whole bag of fuzzy peaches into your stomach. Yeah, for real. Dude, now like, I feel like if I eat more than three, my stomach starts to fucking destroy itself.
Dude, I had like an obsession like 7-Eleven food as a kid, but now I see I'm like, that's disgusting.
I can still eat 7-Eleven food, not gonna lie. I don't care that much.
Okay, everybody dogs like
if I'm
on
hungry,
it,
dude, oh.
If I'm hungry and you see...
It can hit the spot.
And you hand me that fucking, those three meatballs on a skewer, I'll eat that. Yeah. No cap, I'll eat that.
Jamaican patty, I'll eat that shit, dude.
That is true.
Yo, I'm fucking down to go to 7-Eleven tonight, dude. I'll go for that shit for dinner, bro. just to prove it, dude, okay? Saying,
bro, you can get 7-Eleven delivery. That's the funny shit ever. Like, if you go on the delivery apps now,
there's
like
grocery stores. Yeah,
it's so weird. Like, you get like...
Not even grocery stores. They're gas station, like, corner stores and shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, who the fuck would do that? Like... You can go to a, you can get like some nice Thai food, some, you know, some nice burgers at a hidden joint.
There's lots of weird people out there.
Yeah, but then there's the people that are like, oh yeah, let me pay $15 for this chocolate bar and chips, dude. Like,
yeah. Okay, dude. So like, I deliver like Uber Eats from like time to time, right?
Yeah.
I think I remember there's this one 7-Eleven order, like the dude ordered like lube and condoms.
What? Damn, hey, no but, shame, dude.
But. Come on, bro.
You already know he was in a pinch, dude. He was probably in bed.
Yeah. And he's like, yo, let me go order something real quick.
No, because you can't just leave. You can't just dip, dude.
You can't just leave.
Jimmy, like, if Jimmy Fox was in that situation, you can't leave, Jimmy.
Yeah, I can't
That's
leave.
Actually
I can't
big brain.
That's actually big brain. Because, like, what if he ordered food, too, right?
Yeah, that's
so he's like, oh, yeah, he's like, oh, let's go. Let's order some food. I'm kind of hungry, right? So he goes on the app. He buys food, but he also buys condoms and lube.
True.
So
yeah, because you can do group orders.
Yeah, so he can get his food. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, I go to the door to get the food. Plus, got his condom.
Yeah, but
and lube.
It's gonna be like two different guys coming to your door.
That's still fine. Yeah, that's still fine. It's contact, bro. You leave it at the front, right?
Yeah.
It's like no but contact, bro.
The big thing is like if you're in that situation normally, right? Like, let's say like these delivery apps didn't pop off.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The previous world that we used to live in. Yeah. Like back then, what you would have to like if you didn't have condoms or lube, right? You'd have to like, fuck. Do you want to come with me to the gas station?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
And like you both have to go and like your libido slowly dies down.
You just don't let that situation happen in the first place, you know.
Always be prepared.
Yeah. At that point, just take the L, man. Just take the L.
Just take the L. Be like, see you
it's
next
your fault,
time.
Dude.
See you next. Or, you know, just be like, I got no condoms. You're still down.
You're still down.
That'd be so bad.
Like, I don't understand why people like order McDonald's when there's like a bunch of other better restaurants.
I order McDonald's delivery, dude, all the time, bro.
I've only done it once.
Like if it's late
because you're freaking next to the McDonald's. All
no, but that's what makes it bad though. Like sure, I'm never gonna want to do it because then like the delivery guy can be like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah, you can walk there, dude.
You
can spit in my food, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I've never ordered from the one beside me.
Thing is, I ordered at 12:30 a.m. Okay. There's nothing else.
If it's nighttime, I can understand like when everything's closed.
Yeah. That's when I order.
But when it's like 5 p.m. and you're still ordering McDonald's, I'm like, dude, there's like lots of other better food out there.
Sometimes I'm just craving that Nuggies, bro. I'm just craving those Nuggies and the iced coffee, you know? Just craving
I haven't had a McDonald's iced coffee in forever, dude.
I don't know why I love them, dude.
They're nice. They're
good. I mean, Dollar Drink Days are back.
Drink Days, bro.
Fuck, they are, dude. What's your guys' favorite iced coffee flavor though?
French vanilla.
I get vanilla.
French vanilla?
It's vanilla.
I don't know. I have a soft spot for caramel.
Really?
Caramel is my favorite.
That was not bad. It's not bad. Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, ever since I stopped drinking like coffee, I'm thinking back like my history with coffee is like so weird. Cause like when you start off as a kid, right? You drink coffee, it's like, it's fucking gross.
It's gross.
So you put like 15 scoops of sugar in there and like, that's great. Yeah. That's the stuff. Put like 45 liters of milk in there. And then like, as I grew up, I started to appreciate like not too much milk, not too much sugar. Yeah, and then eventually like at the end of my coffee history, it's just black coffee. Cause like, you don't want to waste time fucking put the sugar in, put the milk in, put the cream in.
Yeah, I find double doubles like perfect for me.
I like double doubles still too.
I like double doubles for tea.
I still hate black coffee to this day.
Yeah. I don't drink black coffee either. I
fucking loved black coffee. Like it would hit the spot, you know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm an iced coffee person though.
Yeah.
I like the refreshing hit, dude. 100%.
Yeah, I would say I personally do love the iced coffees more. But
like coffee? I mean, I guess if you want to just get, you just want to be awake, you just down a coffee.
Dude, coffee has no effect on me. Like, I can,
I don't really get affected by it either. So I'm like, oh, I might as well just drink it for like the iced coffee refreshing taste.
Yeah, like I can drink it and like, I can fall asleep like within the next hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do that now. Definitely. I literally like cannot.
I know, you can't drink caffeine.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I still love like the coffee taste of stuff, like coffee flavored, like ice cream or like other stuff. I find it delicious.
Yeah.
But I can't drink it anymore. It sucks.
Wait, why not?
Well, this is just some health problems. My doctor told me to stay away from caffeine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I grew up loving that coffee flavor. It's one of the classics. Like, you guys remember, like Milk to Go?
Oh, God. Oh, dude, I haven't drank one of those in Milk so to Go, long.
Like, it just shows, like, how far your taste buds have gone. Because I drink a Milk to Go now.
I used to love that shit.
Bro, I fucking almost puked drinking that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember the time I turned off the lights while your dad was in the washroom?
Oh my God, this story.
That's fucking so dumb.
Which episode did we talk about that on?
It was the one that was never released.
Was it?
Never released? Was it the one with Colin?
Yeah.
Wait, man, we gotta tell this
story. So,
it's so funny.
Back in like seventh grade, I was having a sleepover at my place with Jimmy and Will. And I think Romeo was there too.
Yeah, he was. The four of us.
Four of us were just chilling there. And Jimmy was like, yo, I gotta go take a shit. And he's like trying to figure out his way through my house because it's like nighttime. It's like
Besides, like, you don't know what your friend's house is like.
Yeah, inside. You don't know the, like, the light layout and which light is right? So like, I'm like, oh, Jimmy, go to the bathroom. But Romeo's already taking a shit in the middle bathroom.
Like
so
the living
room bathroom. So Jimmy has to go upstairs.
Yeah, he's go to the alternate bathroom.
Go to the alternate bathroom. So he goes upstairs. I'm like, yeah, it's just the first door on the right. Jimmy's like trying to figure out the lights. It's pitch black in my place.
Yeah.
Nighttime. And like, he's trying to navigate with the lights off.
Yeah, like
and
back like, then our phones didn't have like flashlight apps.
Yeah, so he didn't see shit. So like he's trying to navigate. He hits one light switch. Nothing happens. And he's like, oh, I give up. And then he like walks downstairs. And he's like, yo, Aldrin, I can't find it. And then like...
Did he even put it back?
No, he didn't put it back. He just...
I didn't know what to do.
He flicked one light switch and he came back downstairs. He's like, I give up. I'll wait until Romeo's done. And then like, I go upstairs. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, so I try and check. And then like, I look and I see that the bathroom door is closed, but the lights aren't. Like, you know how, like, you can see the light under the door, but the lights are off. And all I hear is like, hey, hey. Hey, like, who turned off the lights?
How do you not notice the lights turn off under the door?
I don't know, dude.
But like,
clearly it gets darker when you turn the inside light off.
So like, I turn it back on, and then like, my dad like opens the door furious, fucking like pants down, and everything. Like, what the? Who the fuck? Was it you? I'm like, no, it was my friend, because I'm not trying to get my ass beat. So like, my dad runs downstairs to like fucking. Then he like gave you a lecture too.
I can't remember.
He's like, don't turn off the lights when someone's in the fucking bathroom, right? And like,
it's the most obvious shit ever.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. And like, after that sleepover, like months go by, years go by, to this day, whenever I mention like, oh yeah, I'm going out. Oh, who are you going with? Jimmy. Fuck that kid. To this day. And I'm like, what?
He
why?
Still knows.
He still holds a grudge against me.
He still holds a grudge. He's like, that kid turned off the lights at my most critical moment.
You could have been having the worst shit of his life.
Bro, just imagine like
where light was necessary.
Like, imagine you're like mid-release. Yeah. You're like having the time. You're like, holy fuck, it's coming out. It's here it comes. What the fuck? Like, because remember, you were talking about what's it called? Like Neanderthals and human contact. Like, if your senses are like taken away from you, you just go crazy, dude. Imagine like you're taking a shit and like you're pitch black, bro. You can't see anything, dude. All you have is your asshole just like producing, you know? It's like, just imagine that.
No, like the shit's like hanging out of your asshole like midway out.
Yeah, the turtle head's peeking out.
Yeah.
God. Have you guys ever had a pitch black shit before?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I have.
It happened once when I was camping. Like, it was in the middle of the night.
He just went to the woods and just fucking crouched down.
No, it was just an outhouse. Dark,
you go to the wrong spot and it's just shit. And like, it's like literally the middle between all the campsites. And then you wake up in the morning and everyone's like, what the fuck is this dookie doing here?
it's a dog, bro.
Like, you guys know like the Shrek movie? Like, you know his toilet? Like the fucking, like the wooden one?
It's called an outhouse.
An outhouse, right? Like, imagine like it being so dark. Do you actually sit?
That's what I had to use.
Do you actually sit on the wood or do you like kind of hover over it?
Of course.
I hover. I'm not sitting on that.
But just imagine, it's so dark. You're hovering, right? But like, you miss. And you don't know because it's pitch black. Like, and then the next morning you see like there's the hole, right? And it's just like beside the hole. Like the camper's like, hey, who the fuck?
It's so bad, dude.
Who the fuck did this?
Damn. Yo, one of my worst nightmares. okay, I hope this never happens to anybody, but like being in an outhouse and then it getting knocked over. Or like that a, is, that's like my worst nightmare, dude. Like
yeah, and all the shit spills all over
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like porta potty is basically an outhouse, right?
Or even like thing? The fucking, the airplane bathroom. I feel like
yeah,
that
but
might
you
be.
Can't, how are you gonna like what? The airplane's gonna just
no, no,
go
like the turbulence because it gets crazy
oh,
sometimes, right?
Shit.
Like, what if you're mid shit and like you're washing your hands?
I don't think that's as bad though as like a porta potty or an outhouse like getting knocked over.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
At that point, you're just stuck sideways. The door is locked. The shit is spilling out of the fucking toilet.
Yeah,
that's just nasty, dude.
That shit is gross,
dude. I remember one camp I went to, like outhouse, it smelled very bad, right? Like, yeah. I need to shit. I was like, I'm just gonna hold it until I get back home.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you end up pooping your pants?
No. I made it, but it was the worst feeling of my life.
Yeah, damn.
Like, I tried like not to eat as much as well.
Have you guys ever shat your pants?
Yeah, before.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
There's so many times I'm trying to remember which one.
It's too many.
I've never shat my pants, but I've been close to shitting my pants on the bus before.
What?
Okay, so basically, I went to like Taco Bell one time, right?
Yeah.
So this is like in Coquitlam, so.
Yeah.
So like I go to Taco Bell, eat my food, and then I take the bus home, right? But it's like a 45-minute ride. Like 5 minutes into the ride, I'm like, shit, I gotta go. But I'm like, yeah, I can hold it.
Oh no.
And like 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh shit, it's really coming out at this point.
okay, wait, hold on. The way you phrase that, it's literally coming out.
Okay, but your pants are getting brown and shit.
No, but
the people next to you are like,
no, no, okay, but it's like, but you know that feeling, right? You can't hold any longer.
Yeah, you're on the brink.
So like, I'm like looking outside, I'm like, is there like a restaurant
closed.
I can go into?
Holy fuck.
Like, then like the bus pulls onto the highway, I'm like, oh shit.
Oh shit, oh shit.
Okay, but there's like a few stops along the highway, it's like in the woods. So I literally just pull the cord, get off, run in behind into the bus stop. There's like a bunch of trees behind the bus stop, right? But it's dark out, so nobody could see me.
Okay, it's dark out. Okay, I was about to
but
say like broad daylight.
I hid myself behind a tree, just dropped my pants and let loose.
What did you wipe your ass with?
I used my boxers and just threw it there.
Oh, you threw your boxers?
You just left your boxers. You went back on the bus with no boxers on?
No, I just had my shorts. I went commando.
Damn. I'm assuming it was a real gusher then that you had to throw away your boxers.
Yeah.
It smelled
pretty bad.
If
a shit comes out that quickly, it has to be diarrhea.
No, was it like instantly?
No, it can't even be developed.
Okay,
you know?
It was kind of like solid and then followed by liquid.
Got it. So it was the old food that developed in your rectum or in
right.
your
intestines?
No,
it was
the
Taco Bell meal. It was the Crunchwrap Supreme and then it was the fucking 2-liter Coke that I drank afterwards.
It was the Supreme fries as well.
It's the Supreme. I haven't had Taco Bell in forever, dude. That place is actually... I wish we had one near us.
Yeah. Like, the nearest one right now is in Coquitlam.
So far.
Dude, I haven't had a Taco Bell in so long.
Yeah.
So long.
I think it's actually been, like, multiple years. I think like 10 years, actually.
Yeah. 10 years?
Like, 10 years. Like,
I don't even know mine. It might have been. Not that long, I don't think.
Actually, no. No, not 10 years. It was 2017 when I went to LA.
Yeah, the last time I went to Taco Bell was, like, last year. Like, it was just my day off, and I was craving Taco Bell for some reason.
So you just drove to Coquitlam?
No, I took the bus, because I saw the U-Pass.
Hey, you know, sometimes you get those cravings.
Yeah.
Fuck, you know what I wish would open already? Fucking Jollibee, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
still
I
under construction.
That.
Still under construction. Have you never tried it? That.
Never tried it.
I had it once in Seattle. I'm like, fuck, we need this in Canada.
It's so good, dude.
Is it Filipino, like fried chicken?
Yeah.
Filipino shit, bro. It's so good. That's the, like, it's not even, I can't even say it's my childhood because I didn't grow up eating it until,
yeah,
like,
but you want it to be your childhood.
I want it to be my childhood because that's just so good. Like, have you ever had palabok?
No.
It's like this traditional, like, noodle dish.
Oh, is it like spaghetti?
It's like, so there's like the spaghetti that you get at Jollibee, right?
Yeah.
Like the sweet one. And then there's the palabok, which is like, it's like vermicelli noodles with this, like,
oh,
kind
I think
like,
I've had that before.
It's kind of like this gravy sauce with like some ground pork and shrimp and like some pork rinds on top. Bro,
oh,
it's so good.
I know what you're talking about.
That shit is my childhood classic. Like, I used to love, because the Jollibee version uses like vermicelli. But usually when people make it, it's like, you know the fucking the Viet noodle soup, the fucking bumbo hui.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, you know that like rice noodle. It's the thick rice noodle. That's what they usually use.
God, I actually like those more. I like the thick one.
The thick one? I think for palabok specifically, I like the thick one more because it offers a different texture. You know,
works a little better.
Better with the noodle, but you know, you work with what you got at Jollibee, I guess. It's a really good fast food chain, though. Their fried chicken is top tier, I would say.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it's already in construction, right? It's like downtown.
Yeah,
right?
But it's been in construction for like months.
Oh, fuck.
Not even months. Hasn't it been like years?
Years.
Didn't it come out, or didn't they announce it in like 2019?
I saw like ads and shit on Facebook for it, and like I would click on it, like, oh, cool, where? Oh, not open? Cool. Great ad.
Yeah, no,
dude.
There's like legit fucking DoorDash and like Uber Eats ads. They're saying like, come get Jollibee. I'm like,
deliver
bitch,
now.
Bitch, where?
Where?
Bitch, where? How the fuck am I supposed to get my Jollibee?
Dude, the first thing I'm gonna do when the border opens is drive down to Seattle for some Jollibees.
Yo,
I don't even like.
Let's
Jollibee's
all go,
good.
Dude. Let's all
but,
go.
Like, I want to get some Shake Shack, bro.
I've never had Shake Shack, dude.
Bro,
I want
Shake
some.
Shack is the best burger.
Wait, how does it compare to like Five Guys or In-N-Out?
It's a lot better than In-N-Out in my opinion. Ooh. In terms of quality, like, there's gonna be fucking.
I don't think
like,
Five Guys is that good. I don't know.
Five Guys is pretty good for
it's
what it
okay.
is. It's pretty good, but
Shake Shack's better than In-N-Out.
Shake Shack is better than In-N-Out, just in terms of the sheer quality. Because like
I've never had In-N-Out either, dude.
Because In-N-Out is a good burger. Don't get me wrong, In-N-Out's a good burger.
But fries are ass though.
Fries are fucking terrible, dude. Mm. Like any LA listeners, like you'd be like, man, what the fuck? Don't diss them. They're trash, bro. They're trash.
All right.
They're actually dog. But like the burgers though, like it's like $2-3 for a pretty big burger.
Yeah.
It's like it's the best value you can get for a cheeseburger.
Well, when the border opens, we should go to Seattle together.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's go for a nice little food run.